Okay, I need to run afterwards. So let's. I'm going to start a series of Hilchos Kibud Avim. I don't know why. That's what I was inclined to learn. So this one happens to connect to the parsha yesterday a little bit at the end. Maybe I'll make the connections a little bit roundabout. But that's what motivated me to learn about this particular topic. But maybe we'll do a. So maybe we'll do a series now of Hilchos Kibud Avim. So let's look at the very first, Mar Malkum here. The Gemara asks a very direct question as to who has the financial obligation to pay for Kibud Avim. Does the parents have to pay for themselves? In other words, they have groceries, they have a mortgage, they have medical costs. Is it their obligation? Just the children, they have to drive them to the doctor or drive them to the supermarket, but the children don't have to pay for it. Or do we say that the children, not only do they have to take the parents to the doctor and to the grocery store, but the children also must pay for it? Who's paying for the cost? That's the question the Gemara asks. And so the Gemara says in number one, in Kedushin daf lamed aleph amen beis on to lamed beis amen aleph, the following. Ibailhu mishel mi. From whose money does the cost come? Rav Yehuda amar mishel ben, it comes out of pocket. The children must pay for it. They must pay. Rav Nathan bar Oshaya omer mishel av. No, the father has to pay for it. The mother has to pay for it. It comes from the parents' pocket. It's just that I need to do the kibud av ve'aim, but I don't need to pay for the kibud av ve'aim. How do we paskin? So the Gemara says, O relay Rabbanin Rav Yirmiyah. The Rabbanin taught Rav Yirmiyah, and others say, Amrila libreid Rav Yirmiyah. He taught his own son, whose name is Rav Yirmiyah. We paskin, Kiman de Amar Mishal Av. It comes out of pocket from the parents. The parents pay for it. The children have no obligation, no financial obligation for the children. That's what the Gemara paskin's like.
Told that to the son.
Exactly. Telling the son himself that you don't have to pay for my costs. You have to take care of me, but you don't have to pay for my costs. Very good. So. Very good. So the Gemara, the Rishon will ask this question. We're going to go through that. If the parents don't have the wherewithal to support themselves, then the obligation falls on the children. We'll go through that in just a moment. Excellent. So now the Gemara does have a series of questions and answers back and forth and challenging this assumption, but I just brought one of them here. If you look at the Meisive in number one, Nemar says in the Pasuk, Kaved es avicha vesimecha, you have to honor your father, you have to honor your mother. The Nemar says, Kaved es Hashem mehoncha, you have to honor Hashem. Mehoncha means from your money. So there's an equation, there's a parallel between honoring parents and honoring Hashem. There's a lot to talk about, the lumdus of that. In fact, the Ramban points out famously in the Dibros that the first five Dibros are Ben Adam L'Makom. The second set are Ben Adam L'Chavero. Kibud Av Ve'aim is number five. It's in the first set. Isn't that something between me and Chavero? Elamai, we see that even honoring a parent is somehow considered considered similar to honoring Hashem. There's an element of Bein Adam L'Makom even when with one's own parents. So there's the equation here. So the Gemara says, just like you honor your parents, you honor Hashem. It says, Kaved es Hashem, mehoncha, from your money. Says the Gemara, Mala halan b'chisaron kis, just like you honor Hashem only if you have money to. What does it mean to honor Hashem? I'm not sure any good examples, but let's say, I don't know, supporting a shul, let's say, buying an Aron Kodesh. If you have the money to buy, great. Afkan b'chasaron kis, so too, when honoring your parents, you only have an obligation if you have the money. If you don't have the money, you're pater. Says the Gemara, well, e amris mishal av, if we say that it's the father's financial obligation to take care of himself, not the children, my nafkalimina, what chisaron kis? There's never a chisaron kis for the children. So what's the Gemara talking about? There's a chisaron kis for honoring your parents. It's from the parents, not from my pocket. So the Gemara says, libitol malacha. What that means is, you're right. I don't have to pay for the costs. I don't have to use my bank account, my credit card to pay for the groceries, to pay for the medical costs, pay for the lease and the mortgage. What it means is, though, I need to take off work to go take care of them. If I'm going to miss a couple hours on the job, I need to miss a meeting. That's what the Gemara says. I'm losing out on my parnasa, but I'm not paying for the costs. That's what the Gemara says. And it's a very, very important distinction. And we'll see.
What's the obligation? Is the obligation the parents are priority instead of family? Is that what you're saying? So if you really have to take care of your family, do you first take care of your parents instead of your family?
Excellent question. So a person's first obligation is himself. Chayecha Kodman. After oneself, his wife, Ishto Kegufo. After that, his own children. That's his responsibility. And then after his immediate family come his parents. Very good.
Since last thing the rabbi said about Bittel Yeparnasa, but maybe that parnasa could then could have paid for
reimbursement.
Right. Yeah, and you're right. So, but in the end of the day, if it's about them being taken to the doctor and it's a medical cost, so if I'm working, I can't take them to the doctor. Nobody else could take them to the doctor. So now you're kind of stuck here. So,
but what if you could pay for a transport?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we'll get to those cases. We'll hopefully down the line. What if I do? I have to do it. I can wear tefillin. You can't wear tefillin for me. So do I have to honor my parents or can I send an aid? Is that a way of me absolving from my obligation or is that a fulfillment of my obligation? So maybe we'll get to these discussions of how direct one has to be in terms of caring for the parents.
What if the bitul malacha also leads to the person not having malacha anymore?
Ah, right. So these are important. A person should not become an ani based on honoring parents. It's a very, kibud av aim is very, very important. And the Gemara has talked about one would get embarrassed, should be embarrassed. If a parent say something, I have to talk back to them, even in public. But to lose a job, I don't think a person, I could be wrong, a regular achas, I would imagine one would not have to lose their job to honor parents. But maybe we'll get to some extreme cases like this and down the line. So now what happens, like Eddie asked, what happens if the parents don't have the money? So they don't have the money. Do I have to now support my parents? Do you have to support your parents if they can't pay for their mortgage and for their lease? So the Ritva writes, and this is the opinion of all the Rishonim, that the children must pay, but there's machlokas, why do they have to pay? So look what the Ritva writes in number 2. Ki amrinan mishal av, when do we say the parents pay for their own costs? That's dafka b'shiyesh lo la'av, when the father has money. Aval im ein lo la'av, if the parents don't have the money, v'yesh lo leben, and the children in fact do have the money, chayiv lefarnes on mishal, then the children have to pay for it. Now, the question becomes as follows. Is that a chiv on the children because tzedakah? Or is it because that's a mitzvah of kibav aveim? The honoring of one's parents goes so far that you have to also use your money to honor them. If they have money, okay, they take care of the costs. If they don't have money, the chiv kibav aveim dictates that I have to pay for it. Or again, do we say, no, it's midin tzedakah. There's an ani down the block who needs money, I help them out. My parents need money, I help them out. So we'll see in nafkamina whether it's a halacha in tzedakah or it's halacha in kibra av ve'em. So look what the Ritva continues to say. Reading just the bold, he makes it very clear that this is a mitzvah, an obligation of kibra av ve'em that goes above and beyond, that you have to even dip into your own pockets to honor your parents. He says, matzinu shehikbir hakasav al kibra av ve'em yose michvodo. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more concerned with one's honoring of parents than honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Why? Bichvodo, as it relates to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own honor, Homer kabed as Hashem mahoncha, only use your money. Im yesh lecha mamon kabed, im lav pater. If you have money to honor Hashem, great. If you don't have money to honor Hashem, you're exempt. As opposed to kibra ve'im, nemar kabed as avicha vesimecha, bein yesh lecha, bein ein lecha. The pasuk makes no qualification. It's unequivocally, one is obligated to honor the parents, whether they have money or they don't have money. They have to find the money to make sure the parents are supported. So it's clear from the Ritva by this connection, it's a mitzvah of kibud av ve'em, meaning when you pay for your out-of-pocket for your parents, that's a halacha in kibud av ve'em. Now, the Meiri says something interesting. The Meiri writes also that one has to honor the parents if the parents don't have money. And he adds one line here. Look at the last line in number 3. Afilu ata mesavev al psachim. Let's say you don't have money. Let's say parents have no money. And then now the children have no money either. So the Miri says, it's based on the Yushalmi, the children will have to go door to door now collecting money for their own parents. Now, if this was a halach in tzedakah, if I have money to support the guy, I pay. If I don't have money to support the honey, I don't have to go door to door to help the guy out. I need to help myself out. So what does the Miri mean that I need to go door to door collecting for my parents? Elamai, it's not a halach in tzedakah. It's halacha and kibra v'aim. That's how important honoring parents are, that if I have money, if they don't have money, and I do, I must pay for it. If neither of us have money, then I have to go begging from door to door to support my own parents. That's how far kibra v'aim goes.
Does that mean in the list of who you give tzedakah for, they don't even put parents in it because it's taken care of by that mitzvah?
Well, right now, it's not a halach and tzedakah.
Right
now, it's not a tzedakah at all. It's a halach and kibrav of aim. It doesn't even get to that point,
that's
like you said.
Saying,
exactly.
It's not even in the list.
Not even the list. It's above the list. Exactly.
I also think you get a tax deduction.
Well, that's by the next question, not tax deduction, But the next question becomes, which can I use my Meiser Ksufim?
Yeah.
Money is designated for Ksufim. Can I use that for my parents? If it's a lach in kibra ve'eim, a mitzvah in kibra ve'eim, I can't use tzedakah to buy a lulav. I can't use tzedakah to buy a sukkah, to buy tefillin. That's a mitzvah. But if it's a halach in tzedakah, as we'll see in the Rush in just a second, then you can actually dip into your Meiser Ksufim funds for this.
Isn't going from person to try to collect money embarrassing for the individual?
Sure, definitely is. But
so is it really halacha that you should really have to do that?
For one's parents.
Like
Busha,
really.
Again, no one should ever have to go through this, obviously, but there are aniyim who do it for themselves. And
you're saying my parents don't have money. Can you please give me money?
I know. We wouldn't wish it upon anyone. We'd rather them not have to do that. But if a person gets to that point where the parents and themselves have no money, there's no choice at that point. Who's going to support the elderly parents? So this child takes the obligation.
Somebody like the community.
Yeah, I'm saying we would rather them tell the rabbi and have to do it in a nice, more tanua way and more respectful way with dignity. But he's just saying if that's not the case, it's not available, then the next step is that the child goes door to door to support his parents.
The next step or the first step, which is if it comes
well, I'm saying if he has no money.
The community.
This would probably be equivalent to going to the community, asking the rabbi for money. You know, that's much easier. Back then, they didn't have a system like we have probably also. They had a gabbai stuck and whatnot. I don't know how they asked for money. But I think this is a way of saying that the obligation falls on the child because the halacha of kibra ve'eim dictates that. Now, the Rush takes a different approach. The Rush in the Sugya and Kedusha number 4, he says it's not a halacha in kibra ve'eim. Rather, he writes, v'ha'av, reading just the bold, lesle, if the father has no money, kaifinan le leben, we force the child, v'shaklinan mine, we take from the bank account of the child, b'torah tzedakah. Not because of halacha kibav of aim, but halacha and tzedakah. V'yavina lavua, we make the child give the father to halacha and tzedakah. And he goes on to bring a proof. If you remember the sugyas in Daf Yomi and Ksubas recently, there was a sugya whereby we forced a relative to pay tzedakah to another relative who was in need. And you're allowed to enforce halachas of tzedakah. So there's a whole hierarchy, there's a priority list of who gets first. So for example, there's locations. One's own city, Ircha, goes before a different city. There's a, a person will come collecting from Yushalayim and says, Yushalayim comes before all cities, so you should pay me before you pay Aniyim and Woodmere. That's not really true. The lach is, your city comes before any other city. If your city is taken care of, then the next best city is Yushalayim over some other city. But your city versus Yushalayim is always, Ircha comes before Yushalayim. Next is Yushalayim and then some other city. There's also in terms of individuals, which individuals deserve first. And one's own family, if they need the support, comes first in terms of anima. I get this question every so often, that there's an individual whose children are learning in kola, they need some help and this and that. Can they use my ksufim to support them? And I answer, if they can't support themselves, then yeah, the tzedakah should go first to them. If they can't support themselves, there's no question about it. So the Rush says, this is a halachan tzedakah. If one's parents can't support themselves, the tzedakah halacha is that you pay them as opposed to paying someone down the block. And then he writes, but doesn't the Yushalmi say that if the parents have no money and then the children have no money, the child should go door to door to collect? We don't find that halacha anywhere by tzedakah, that if the guy doesn't have money, I need to go collecting to help another ani out. So if it's halacha in kibra v'eim, okay, fine, I need to go above and beyond to make sure I've got money to support my parents. But if it's halacha in tzedakah, we don't find that. So the Rush has a different reading of when it says the child needs to go door to door to collect. It's not because he's collecting money to support his parents. He's collecting money for himself. Why? Because we saw in the Gemara above that he has to miss work to honor his parents. And now he's missing work. He's missing money. So now he collects money for himself, not for his parents. Just look at the Rush right to the end of number 4 there. Afilu hu mechazel apsachim, he has to go door to door to collect money for his parents. V'hod kamrinan afilu hu mechazel apsachim, that which it says he needs to collect door to door. Lo sheyechabdu mishalom, not that he uses that money to pay for his parents, because he doesn't have to pay out of pocket for his parents. V'yachzer hu apsachim, the father pays for it. Ele begufo mechabdo, He has to honor his father with his body, meaning he has to take him to the doctor, to the grocery store. He's going to miss time on the job, and when he misses his job, his hours, his salary, his pay, then mitoch kach tzarach lechazal psachim for himself, but not for the lach of tzedakah, paying for his parents. So that's the first approach. Again, these two approaches, whether the halacha is a halacha in tzedakah, halacha in kibrav aveim. Now, we have a Tosfos, a number five, who seems to have a steer. The Tosfos in number five, and there in that sugya in Kedushin, at first says it's halacha in tzedakah, and then he says it's halacha in kibrav aveim. Look what he writes in number five. He paskins on the very top, reading just the bold again, command the Amar Mishal Av, that the father has to pay out of pocket, the children don't have to pay for the costs. Mashma shekach halacha, that's halacha the father pays for. But then he writes one line down, De'im ein la'av mamon, if the father doesn't have money, va'ben yesho, but the children do, tzarech ha'ben lefarnes o mishalo. The son must pay out of pocket. De'lo yehe ela acher, the father's no different than some other ani who needs support. Kidamar binara nishnishpatsa, it's a perik in ksubis. The rav achpe lahugaver, rav forced a particular individual, the apik mine arba mezuzay litzdaka, and made him pay money for tzedakah to a relative. So there's a concept of paying tzedakah to a relative. So the Tosa says, a son supports his father if he needs midin tzedakah. He could use maaser ksafim. But then at the very end, the Tosos quotes that other opinion of the Ritva. Look what he writes, that Yushalmi, the last two lines of number five. Ode Rayam Yushalmi, that the son pays for the Kibra Ve'im, Shevesi Lamala Kabet HaSashem Mehoncha, you honor Hashem with money, Im Yeshla money, if you have Mamon Chayiv, Im Lav, if you don't have money, you're Pater, Ube Kibud Ave'im, Nemar Kabet HaSevecha Ve'simecha, Dimashav Bein Yeshla Hon, Bein Ein Lahon. So this last opinion here, this Yushalmi, it's the equation between honoring Hashem and honoring your parents, which is telling the halacha that you honor your parents is halacha in kibrav ve'im, not halacha in tzedakah. So again, in the beginning he says it's a din in tzedakah. At the end he says it's a din in kibrav ve'im. What is the mechayev? What's the driving force for the children's obligation to support his parents? And this is a question that the Maharsha asks. So what's the answer? The answer is the Birch HaShmuel. Now Birch HaShmuel, it's a good Kibra Ve'en topic. I just gave you the answer. I'm about to ask you a question. The Birch HaShmuel was written by who? Anyone know? Rav Baruch Ber. Why was it called Birch HaShmuel? It should be called Birch Has Baruch. Or something, Birch Has. Why? Who is Shmuel?
His father.
He named it after his father. We're going to see. Maybe next week we might do some sugas about how to honor parents after they passed away, after they've been nifter, Kaddish and other memories of that sort. So there's an Indian brought down that naming a sefer after a parent. So the Nodeb Yehuda, his name wasn't Yehuda, but he called Yehuda based on his father. So Birch HaShmuel was called Shmuel based on his father. Such an Indian. So anyways, the Birch HaShmuel says the following. Birch HaShmuel says, I'll say this outside, and then we'll read it inside. The obligation of a son to support a father, that's a halach in tzedakah. When it comes to normal tzedakah,
by the way, is it son over daughter?
I don't think there's a distinction. I haven't seen any, but I don't think there's a distinction. I don't think. I could be wrong. Now, it has to be if the daughter has her own money. If she doesn't have the money and the husband owns it, that's another topic, who has rights to the money. Nowadays, we paskin anyways that women have more rights to the credit card than the husband, even though the husband might make more money, but the women have more rights. That's serious. Brought down in the postgame. I kid you not. either way, the Birch HaShmuel says as follows. The halacha of a child supporting a father is halacha in tzedakah. You get a check mark for tzedakah, meaning you're allowed to use ma'aser ksafim for that. But the effort that it needs to be put in and exerted, that's kibrav aveim. So in other words, if I want to support an ani down the block, there's only so much I need to do to support him. But when it comes to honoring one's parent, I need to do a lot more. The effort, it goes much further. So the key mitzvah is a key of tzedakah, but the tirch involved, the amelus involved, that's kibrav aveim, makes the threshold much greater what I need to do to satisfy this mitzvah. So look what the Birch HaShmuel, read this inside. Number 8. L'cha'ora ef shalomar, perhaps we could answer the stir and tosos, d'cheven d'mechuyev hu l'itein mamon l'aviv mishum tzedakah. The reason why I'm supporting my father is because it's halach and tzedakah. Once that's been established, it's a din and tzedakah, mimela, shuv havi mechuyev hu, the obligation, al hatoreach, the tircha, the effort, Midaraisa mishum kibud. So kibud of ava'im is what makes the tircha even greater. I need to put much more effort than I would normally. And that's what the Birch HaShemah, how he explained the Sheet and Tosos. Now let's look how the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah Paskin Halach Lamaisa, that I share with you the last few minutes, an interesting tshuva from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Look at number 9, the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Kibud ava'im. He writes, Zeh shemachilu mashkeu, and a child feeds and gives to drink to his parents, Mishal av v'aim, that comes out of pocket from the parents. I don't have to pay for their groceries. They pay for it. I would feed them. I would give them what to drink, but they pay for it. Im yeshla, if they have the money. Im ein la'av, if the parents don't have the money. V'yeshla ben, but the children do have the money to pay for it. Then, kofin oso, we force the child. V'zon aviv, he must now support his parents. Kifi mashu yachol, whatever he's able to. The im ein leben, if the ben does not have the ability to, ein ochayv lachazel psachim lahachaz avi, he does not need to go door to door, but if he has the money, we force him to pay whatever he could pay. Sounds like from this halacha, it's not a din in tzedakah, we pay as much money as he has, he said pay as much money as he's capable of paying to support his parents. There's no threshold. If he has money, he must support his parents. To halacha and kibud av v'aim. But then the Rama writes, haga, v'yesh omrim, no. The obligation of a child to the parent financially is only tzedakah. My six of them. You don't have to go above the 10%. If you have more than 10%, you have a lot more money, you're a billionaire, and 10% is very little relative to what you have. So then, still, you don't have to give above the 10%, maybe even 20%. You don't have to give more. It's a halacha in tzedakah, says the Rama. But then he writes, mikol makom, im yadam aseges, if a person does have the wherewithal to support his parents, meaning aside from stock, he's got a stock of fund of, let's say, $1 million. But he's got $10 million of his own. So now what he says, a person dips into his tzedakah fund to support his parents when he did not have to dip into tzedakah fund. He had plenty of surplus there. So then the Rama writes, tavo mi'ira, which is like a curse, l'mish mefarnes avim mimal tzedakah shelo. To view your parents as a nebuch case, giving tzedakah to them, if you don't have the ability and you have to dip into tzedakah, fine. But if you have surplus and you're using tzedakah for your parents, that's not what's supposed to be. You're supposed to use the extra money you have to support your parents as long as it's not taken away from you and your family. You could still live however you need to live and you should use the surplus. But the tzedakah should be reserved for those who really know. So that's what comes out halach l'maisa in terms of supporting your parents. So now let me share with you a tshuva Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger, sometimes we have a tshuva where they don't tell us what the question is. They tell us the answer. You have to figure out what was the question. So I'll first say the principles of the question, then I'll try to make up a question to make it come to life. The question had to do with the parents, the mother had passed away. And the mother had left a tzava, a certain command for the child. But the father, who's alive, gave an opposite request or demand from the child. So now there's a contradiction of mother versus father. But the additional layer here is the father gave a request or a demand that would be chisar and kiss, would cause the child to pay out of pocket. So let me just bring it to life, this is obviously not the question, but let's say the mother's told the guy, I want you to, after I die, she said, I want you to stay in New York. And the father said, I want you to move to Los Angeles. Now, moving to Los Angeles is a chisar and kiss, the moving costs is going to cost money. So who do you listen to? Do you listen to the mother, who's now nifter, or do you listen to the father, who's alive? So the Rebbe Kiva Eger goes to the sugya. The Gemara tells us that the parents are married, and they're both alive and married, and they both request water, so you have to listen to the father over the mother. Why? Because the mother also has to honor her husband. She's meshuba to her husband, so the father beats out the mother. Let's say they're divorced, the Gemara says, so there's no longer a shibut, she's no longer obligated to her ex-husband, so now they're both independent, and if they both request water, he could choose. They're equal, because they have no connection to each other. Now what happens, they're married and she dies. So Kiva Eger says, well, even though she died, so then now there's a separation, there's a period, just like if she were to be divorced, now she's dead, she no longer has an obligation to her husband because she's dead. So now it becomes equal, meaning the child could choose to listen to the father who's alive or listen to the mother who's dead, because they're both now independent and equal. That's what he says. Ah, but he says there's a Beis Yosef that quotes we've shown him that hold, even in that instance, when the mother dies, you still must listen to the father over the dead mother. He says, I don't understand why. He doesn't understand the svara for this. So he says, I don't know why the Beis Yosef says that. But he says, at least the Beis Yosef will agree in this case. That since this instance where the mother's dead and the father's alive, the father didn't ask just a simple request. He asked the request that's going to be chisaron kiss, that's going to come out of pocket. And we learned in the Gemara that for honoring your parent, you don't have to pay out of pocket. In this instance, he says, you listen to the mother over the father according to all opinions. That's what he comes out by saying.
Because he to the mother because?
Because the chisaron kiss neutralizes it. Meaning Rabbi Kiva Eger's world, dead mother, live father, they're equal. In the Beis Yosef's world, the father's alive has greater chiv than to the mother. But since in this case the father requested an out-of-pocket cost, that neutralizes it down to this level, in which case he thinks even the Beis Yosef would agree one could listen to the mother. And it comes up, and we'll get to this maybe next week, about saying Kaddish. Let's say the mother says, you should say Kaddish when she dies, and the father says, I don't want you saying Kaddish while I'm still alive. Who do you listen to in that case? The father who's alive or the mother who's dead? So maybe we'll discuss something like that next week. Either way, that's our, first year on the halachas of Kibud Av V'Eim. Everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.